So what happened next?
Oh, you don't want to hear any more of my stories?
Yes, I do. Don't you, Mother? You want to hear more, don't you?
She must have heard these 100 times already.
Thousands, actually. And each time the tale gets a little taller.
Now, Asamana, you were there, though it was quite a long time ago. Your mother and I were both little fawns ourselves.
That long?
Daggy!
Well, if you really want to hear the rest of it...
As if anyone could stop you.
So, there we were. A noble, no, two nobles, had picked us out of the herd and were right on our tails. We jumped to the left, leapt to the right, but they wouldn't give up. Every second they were getting closer.
So what did you do? Were you eaten?
Of course not. Your mother was quite scared, but I knew exactly what I was doing.
Oh, please.
I knew that up ahead was an old dead tree that was just waiting to fall over, and we took off straight for it. I could feel the noble's hot breath on my hooves. Just when I thought they had us for sure, we finally made it to that tree. I jumped up and kicked it with all my might. And you know what happened? That old tree came crashing down right on top of those nobles, just like I planned. Smash! I tell you, those stupid nobles thought twice before they tried anything with us again.
Wow!
The next time he tells that story, I'll bet there will be 2 noble panthers and a few cobras tossed in as well.
Mother, tell me another story, Uncle Carter. I want to hear your best one.
My best one, eh?